morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This Monday, the 8th of June, let's have a look at the sports headlines. Herald Sun in Melbourne, AFL. How Carlton wiped 41 seconds off the clock to bury the Dons in last night's 5-point thriller. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, NRL. Forget Queensland, the time is right for NRL to expand into New Zealand's South Island. Right for the taking, says league boss Peter Volandis. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane, State of Origin. And Game 2, the Maroons team has been announced. Four changes, and despite the Broncos' horror form, Queensland coach Billy Slater has turned to Reece Walsh to be the Maroons' saviour. In the Rugby Union, Super Rugby Pacific, the semi-finals over the weekend, both Aussie teams were eliminated. The ACT Brumbies lost to the Hurricanes 66-12, and the Chiefs defeated Queensland Reds 46-24. The Reds were well in the match, but two second-half tries killed off their hopes. The record of Australian teams losing in playoffs across the ditch now stretches to 22 years. Chiefs now play the Crusaders, Hurricanes and the Blues, winners to play in the Super Rugby Pacific Grand Final on the 20th of June. Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, men's A-grade, round 7, Noosa defeated Caboolture 36-14, and Maroochydore defeated Caloundra, and Uni defeated Brothers. Caboolture still to open their 2026 account. And in the Queensland Premier Rugby Union, the men, Brothers on top on 42, and the women on top, West, 39 points. In tennis, well, the French Open was a changing of the guard in both the men's and women's singles. Saturday night, 19-year-old Serbian Mira Andreeva claimed her first Grand Slam title, defeating Marja Szwanski from Poland 6-3, 6-2. And last night, a German Alexander Zverev also claimed his maiden Grand Slam title by defeating Italian Flavio Cabelli in five sets. All eyes now turn to the grass courts, with the lead-up to Wimbledon starting in early July. Canoe slalom, well, let's mention Jess Fox. Well done to the Aussie. She claimed two gold medals at the Canoe Slalom World Cup in France over the weekend. Jess had only just returned to international competition last week after a nine-month absence due to kidney surgery. Fantastic person and competitor. In the AFL, well, round 13, well, the Lions, they defeated the Sunshine Coast 106. Defeated the Suns, I should say, 106-75 on the Gold Coast, with Logan Morris scoring seven goals for the Lions, and that broke their four-round losing streak. The 24-year-old finished with seven goals, four behinds from 17 disposals on nine marks to win best on ground. The Suns, they're in seventh spot. They'll take on Geelong next Friday night in Geelong, while the Lions will take on Richmond in Hobart on Sunday. And don't forget, listeners, catch the big freeze at the MCG today, with the Magpies will take on Melbourne and about 90,000 fans there. In the local AFL, the QAFL, round 10, Noosa defeated Broadbed 78-75, Reece Free, five goals in the men's there, and Redland defeated Maroochydore 117-106. In the women's, round 8, Moreton Bay, they had a win over their opponents there, 36-28 in Maroochydore. And in the QFA, Division 1, Moreton Bay, 80 defeated Sandgate 69. That was the Moreton Bay's second win of the season. Rory McBride, Jared Richer and Braden Harding, two goals each. Caloundra defeated University of Queensland 81-59 to remain third. Back shortly after the break, listeners, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And in motorsport, just keep an eye on 19-year-old Kimi Antonelli after he made it five straight podium finishes by winning the Monaco Grand Prix ahead of Lewis Hamilton and Isaac Hadjar. It was a hectic race with around about seven drivers not finishing. In netball, the Super Netball round 13, Queensland Firebirds defeated the Sunshine Coast Lightning 66-59 in the local derby, but neither team will make the semis as they're on 12 points and 16 points respectively, and final round next weekend. In the ladies' Division 1 Caboolture Netball Monday night competition, the semi-finals tonight at Moray Field. Just for Fun will take on Jets Gold, and Sonics will take on Jets Titanium. And in the Premier Netball League, Sapphire Series, round 1 yesterday, Gold Coast Titans defeated Moreton Bay Pulse, and Sunshine Coast Thunder defeated the Wildcats. Local derby next Sunday, Sunshine Coast will take on Moreton Bay. In football, soccer, well, the World Men's Cup starts this week, 48 teams, games played in USA, Canada and Mexico, the Socceroos in Group D with the USA, Paraguay and Turkey, and game 1, 13th of June, they'll take on Turkey, plenty happening there. And in the Australia Cup in the Queensland section, 8 teams into round 7, including the Sunshine Coast Wanderers and Caboolture Sports. Let's hope they do well. In rugby league, as we said, game 2 team for the Maroons has been settled. Billy Slater's made 3 changes, with Pat Carrigan and Gernot Shuvianski both ruled out with injuries, and Ezra Mann dropped from the extended 6-man bench. So they'll be well in training. New South Wales team will be announced after the Dogs-Eels game later today. It appears all is not well with the QRL, with Chairman Brian Canavan categorically rejecting suggestions over the weekend that a breakaway competition is being established, with news that a group of Queensland Cup clubs recently held secret talks amid growing disenchantment with the QRL. And let's follow that with interest. In the NRL round 14, the Dolphins in red-hot form defeated the Cowboys in Townsville 40-14, Selwyn Cobbo 2 tries. But the biggest upset, the Titans defeated the Broncos 28-23 at Suncorp, thanks to a brilliant try by Gold Coast fullback Keanu Kinney in the 76th minute. Jaden Campbell chipped in with 2 tries and 4 goals to see the Broncos lose 4 straight and drop to 12th on the ladder. The Broncos will take on the Rabbits on Thursday night this week away, while the Dolphins in 5th spot will take on the Roosters in 3rd spot on Friday at Suncorp. Should be a fantastic game. And the Titans will take on the Tigers, who were belted by the Panthers yesterday. The Cowboys have the bye. Closer to home, the Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League. It was a bye round. City Country games were played at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. In the women, Queensland Country 20 defeated Queensland City 18. And in the men, Queensland Country 34 defeated Queensland City 24. And in the Q Cup round 12, the Dolphins had a big win over the Clydesdales at Toowoomba, and the Sunshine Coast Falcons defeated the Bears 29-22. Falcons first on the ladder on 22 points, Dolphins second on 19, and the Jets third on 17 points. And just finally, listeners, in athletics, the Diamond League in Rome, Queenslander's Matthew Denny scored second place in the men's discus, while WA's Curtis Marshall won the men's pole vault, his first since his debut in 2017. And middle distance runner Cameron Miles claimed second in the men's 1500 metres, and Nina Kennedy second in the women's pole vault, all going well with Australian athletics. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.